Third for Sean. And it's now going to be free throws for the rest of the ball game coming up for Chi High. So Carson Wiedemeyer is 1 for 1 from the free throw line. He'll shoot the bonus now. The 1-and-1 style. His first free throw is in the air and in the basket because that went splash through the middle. So he'll earn the backside of this bonus. 51-44. Chance to get this down to 6. It's down to 6. 8:37 to go in regulation now, we start saying. Reynes turns the edge, dribbles it inside. He's met there by Dickerson. Feeds it over to Gilbertson. It won't go, but the sophomore will shoot 2 as he went to the rack hard that time.
Should be a foul on G.
That'll be number 2 on G. See what Brody can do from the free throw line. He is 1 for 2 thus far. His first one is in the air and rattles and falls off.
Oh.
Keep it at 6, 8:26 to go. One more up and coming here for Brody. Doesn't take a dribble. He just puts the ball on the hip, bends the knees, lets it fly, and leaves it short. And the rebound secured by Dickerson of Chi High. Chance to cut the lead to 4, possibly 3. Could get it within one possession here. LeQuay hounded out there by Reynes. Now he's going to turn the edge, and they're going to call him for a blocking foul. And it's going to go number 4 on Sean. Is a little bump there. And it'll be free throws for Jacob LeQuay. He is 0 for 2 there tonight. This will still be the last of the 1-and-1s, however. And the free throw is in the air, and this one he makes. So he has 6 points in the second half, 14 here tonight, 51-46. Next free throw is on the way and good. So LeQuay now with 15 points, 51-47. Rapids with 12 points thus far here in half number 2. Led it by 21 at the break. And Jordan anticipated Brody to cut to the outside. Instead, he went to the baseline, and there was nobody home when he let the pass fly. So it's turnover number 7 on Rapids.
Almost looks like the team's traded uniforms at halftime with how they're playing.
McQuay with it on top of the wheel, goes over to Dickerson. He's going to send Easton Bob across the baseline. Reload the offense on top now with LeQuay. Moves that crossover dribble, put it high off the glass, no. And the rebound secured by Gilbertson for Rapids. Look out from behind, LeQuay's hounding him. And he does poke it away. Turnover number 8 on Rapids. LeQuay, nice bounce pass up ahead to Easton Bob, and he'll finish it. And it's a 2-point ball game, 51-49, 7:20 to go. Reynes with the dribble, takes it between the circles on the left side to Jordan Zelikowski. Trayton Clary thought about the three, gets held on the way to the basket, and they'll say in the act of shooting, count it for Trayton.
Rapids needed that.
And Easton Bob gets his third personal, team 6th. So Rapids will be shooting free throws the rest of the night. Trayton's free throw is in the air and off the bracket. No, but Jordan gets a rebound, and then G gets him on the arm. Yep. It'll be the third on G, and it'll be a 1-and-1 now for Jordan Zelikowski. He has not been to the free throw line tonight, but he will shoot a 1-and-1 as G goes out and gets replaced by David Terhart. You know what? Trayton's really had a quiet 14 points, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Free throw by Jordan comes up short, and the board secured by Dickerson for the Cardinals. Rapids by 4, 2 ticks under, 7 minutes still to go here from the field house. Dickerson on the drive, stops, pops off the glass. You can book it. Braden Dickerson now with 10 points. Jordan Zelikowski in the lane, going to have to get out of there as he came to a halt. Three bomb on the way for Reynis. Oh. No good. His wide left is right on. Lengthwise, just a little bit wide that time. And a chance for Chi High to take the lead, Michael.
Didn't think that was going to be happening, did you?
No way. Spin move off the glass. Good for Wiedemeyer. 10 points in the second half. He now has 12. Reynis for three. Sean now with 15 points. Rapids back on top by three. Pretty exciting final 6 minutes here from the field house. If these last couple of minutes are any indication. Ball on the right side. That's Dickerson with it to LaQuay between the rings. Doesn't put it on the floor. Now he does with the left hand. Goes right down the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. Very soft off the glass for LaQuay. And we're within one again. Salikowski. Jordan kick it out to Reynis. Sean inside. And he draws the foul. That'll go against Terhark. It'll be his third. I think they're going to give him a couple of shots as well.
I think so, too.
Yep. Two shots up and coming for Sean. 5 for 7, as we said moments ago. 5 for 8. Hard off the bracket. One more up and coming for Sean. Chance to give the Raiders a 2-point lead. No. Well, hard off the bracket again. So Chi High with a chance to take the lead, trailing it by 1, 5.5 to go.
That'd be their first lead all night.
LaQuay take it up the left side, goes to the wing. Hands it off to Wiedemeyer. Around to Gilbertson. Ball poke checked away momentarily. Regathered by Bob, who's had a very quiet night. LaQuay spinning it into the paint. Underneath to Dickerson. Reverse layup and good. He has 8 in the second half. And the lead in the hands of Chi High, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. And backing up that time was Terhark. That might be number 5 if it's on him.
5 for 5. I got 4.
Oh, yes, I do too. I'm sorry. I was looking at it. Looking at it wrong. So Sean will be right back at the free throw line. Oh. And first one's good. Lead is gone now for Chi High. They had it for a moment. With exactly 5 minutes to go, Rapids can get it back, and they do. Sean hits the second free throw. 58-57. LaQuay in front of the scorer's table for the Chi High Cardinals. Right side, 3-bomb. That's going to come up short. Short rebound, though, by Wiedemeyer. Falls into the hands of Dickerson, and then he'll feed it right back underneath. Off the glass for 2 for Wiedemeyer. He's had himself a really nice second half after getting in foul trouble in the first half. Reynis will go to the basket, and he's going to get the foul. That's going to go against Terhark. That's going to be number 5 now.
Before, I think they gave that previous foul to, I think they gave that pre, they must have not changed a foul on there somewhere.
Okay.
So he's got 4 now.
All right, they'll leave him in there then. Sean Reynis hits the first. Yeah, because we went from 3 to 4, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I had 3 already, so.
Second one, good. Rapids back on top, 60-59, 4 1/4 to go.
4-2-3 left.
Ball in the hands of Dickerson. He'll drive it on the baseline, spinning, double teamed. Back out on top to LaQuay. Goes to the basket strong, over to G, and G loses it. Last touch by G.
That was close.
Coach Prue doesn't agree. Thought maybe the Raiders tipped it out of bounds, but the official says let's give it to the Rapids with 4:09 to go. She's real fine at 4:09.
That's nicely done.
Reynis walks it across the 10-second line over to Jordan. He'll go into the paint. Almost dragged that pivot foot. Little roller of the fingers, and it doesn't fall that time for
Brorn.
Brorn, and now a long pass up ahead, and because Jordan played such defense, he knocks Bob out of bounds, gets the steal. We come the other way. trying to get it to Clary underneath, and they'll say it went off of Traden's hands last. So each team with a turnover there. And Rapids still with that one-point lead, but we're down to 3:39. Well, at first we said we thought, boy, we can't believe this is such a blowout, and now we can't believe the great rally. So they're making believers out of us both ways.
Yeah.
McQuay to Wiedemeyer. Over to Dickerson. Underneath, nice look from G to Wiedemeyer for two. And back and forth we go as Chi High now leads it by one. 61-60 with 3:15 to go. Clary, top of the circle, ball above his head. Goes on the right-hand side to Gilbertson. He'll hand it back off, this time to Reina. Spinning his way inside, gets grabbed. That was an easy call. And LaQuay makes a nice save and made sure Sean stayed up. Very good sportsmanship right there.
Bob.
So that'll be the fourth on Easton Bob. And the free throw on the way and good for Sean. I don't want to jinx him and tell anybody he's got five in a row.
Well, my question is if Bob's mother's Bob or Ann. Bob.
Well, it's going to be a running clock here in the final 3 minutes as it's 62-61, and Sean knocks down both of those free throws, so he's hit six straight. That's a kid you want at the free throw line down the stretch, right?
Yeah, he's knocking them down right now, and that's when they need him to.
McQuay will dump it down underneath once again. A Wiedemeyer block by Reynes. And Rapids Clary grabs it out of the sky, and Coach Prue wanted a foul that time, but to no avail.
Yeah, slow it down, boys.
2:35 to go, leading it by one, and it's a 10-second violation. It took too much time.
Yeah, don't slow it down there.
T.O. number 10 unofficially on Rapids.
Yeah, that's what I got.
And a full timeout going to be taken by Coach Prue. Let's just take a 30, Seth. We'll be back with more from the Fieldhouse. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the winner of this contest is going to head over to Marshfield on Friday night. It's not going to be any easy task as the Tigers are ranked number 5 in state and are the number 1 seed, obviously, in this part of the sectional. 22-2 on the season, undefeated 12-0 in Valley Conference action. So either of these two teams going to have their hands full on Friday night.
Yeah, or maybe the Tigers will. You never know. I mean, Rapids has played Marshfield close two times, at least through the first half. That second half is when the Tigers kind of roar away with it, but you never know. I mean, tough to beat a team three times in a season. You know, if Rapids can make it through that, you know, who knows?
We'll find out 2:32, hopefully, which one of these teams are moving on. Unless we go OT, baby. 62-61, Chi High with the basketball, trailing it by one. And LaQuay, that's Jacob with it, goes to G in the corner. Back over to Jacob. LaQuay with the left-hand dribble. Takes it inside, spins it, kicks it back out. Wiedemeyer for three, that's long. Rebound, battle for it, volleyball around. G's got it. He goes back out to Dickerson. Baseline, Wiedemeyer. And to LaQuay to reload it with exactly 2 minutes to go. LaQuay blocked away by Broren. And it'll stay on the Chi High end. 62-61 Rapids.
That was a big play there. He was kind of going uncontested there. It looked for a moment.
Kick it out. Out on top. Gilbertson, a little floater off the glass. Okay. No. Rebound still being volleyballed around once, twice, three times. Picked up by LaQuay. He's going to spot up a three bomb short. Rebound battled for it. G, did he touch it last? No, they'll say Reynes did.
Oh, that's close.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the last couple of shots. Give it to Chi High, right? They have really battled hard on the offensive glass. As G goes out, gets replaced by Terhark. So 6-2 goes out, 6-3 comes in. They do have some height across the baseline.
Yes, they do.
Here's the inbounds pass. Double team on Dickerson. Get it out. Wiedemeyer for three. Yep. He hit it. Big second half for Wiedemeyer gives Chi High the two-point lead. Into the front court goes Gilbertson. Now right side to Reynas. Back around to Traden Cleary. Gilbertson gets it down on the inside. Put it up. No. Rebound. Zelikowski won't take the shot. And they'll reload it with a minute 10 remaining. Reynas will fire a three. It's wide right in the board into the hands of Wiedemeyer. And Coach Prue says, oh, take it easy, guys. Slow her down. LaQuay gets it across the 10-second line and then backs it off. He has Broren in his grill, and now they're going to be on Brody Gilbertson. That should wrap up his ball game, right? So he will be replaced by Jared Zelikowski. And to the free throw line goes Jacob LaQuay. He is 2 for 4 from the free throw line, and it's a super bonus, so he'll shoot 2. On the way and good. Still a one possession ball game, but if he hits the second one here, it'll be a 4-point lead for the Cardinals. Second free throw is in the air, and it is good. And it's a 4-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game for Chi High. Here comes our three ball on the way. Just short that time for Broren. Rebound to Wiedemeyer. He's got it on the left-hand side. Ball tipped up in the air. Here comes Rapids with it as they take it away. Floater by Reynas is good. And a quick timeout taken by Rapids. 37.4 to go. 66-64 Chi High. And if we got any updates here.
Yeah, we got Elmwood Plum City is still beating Assumption 65-60 with 3:20 to go.
Bucky ends up coming up 4 points short.
Oh, man.
Land of the Hoosiers, 74-70.
They're not playing the kind of ball you want to be playing this time of year.
Got to agree with that. Well, this is a dandy here tonight. Who would have thunk at halftime when Rapids was up 39-18?
Not at all. I never saw this one coming like this.
But, you know, when they put up 51 points in the second half against Merrill the other night, you knew they had the ability to score, right?
Right, right. I mean, and that's kind of been the MO that some of the Rapids coaches have been talking about. We can score, but can our defense make that full game effort? And, I mean, they were spot on the first half, but this second half, big credit to Chi High, though. They did not quit.
Inbounds coming for Chi High. As they get it into Dickerson, and he's immediately fouled, so he'll take the walk to the free throw line. He has shot two tonight and missed them both real early in the ball game. First free throw is in the air and off the bracket. He's 0 for 3, so the best it'll be is one possession lead here for Chi High after this free throw.
That foul on Jackson Laskowski, by the way.
Only his first, right?
Yep.
Second free throw is good. So it is a 3-point lead with 33 to go. Reynas waiting for the ball, and now he's got it. The clock starts after the made free throw. Takes it across the timeline. Broren back over to Reynas. Sean between the circles. Jumper for three. It's going to be short. Rebound, however, to Jarrett. Let's go see. Step back. Traden Cleary for three. No, wide right. Reynas battling for the rebound. It's loose, and it's picked up by Bob for Chi High, and there's going to be a foul called on Traden Cleary. Rapids had a couple of shots at it. Couldn't get it to fall, and now a chance to take a two-possession lead here if LaQuay can hit one of two. Big free throw here for LaQuay. On the way and good. It's now a two-possession game at 68-64. Chippewa Falls back on top.
Hate saying it, Randy. I think this one's about all she wrote.
Second free throw on the way. Crawls over the front of the rim, hits the backboard, and crawls in. 69-64, Reynes into the front court. Stops, puts up a three, doesn't go. And the rebound secured by Chai High. Throw the ball up in the air. And the final score reads Chippewa Falls 69, Lincoln Red Raiders 64. We got a lot of numbers to add up. We'll send it back to Seth for a little bit to do a little business for us. And then we'll come back here and wrap things up from the field house. You're listening to Lincoln Red Raider Basketball, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
The Coach Prue next door visiting with the radio folks from Chai High and got a nice big smile on his face, and why not?
Yeah.
His Cardinals put up 51 points in half number two, just like they did against Merrill. And this victory for Chai High, quite a rally as they've now won three of their last four ball games. Rapids led it by 21 at the break, 39-18, but were outscored 51-25 in that second half. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Coach Prue's Cardinals, they were led in scoring by Jacob LeQuay with 21 points, 19 for Carson Wiedemeyer. He only had two in the first half, so once he got over that hump of getting in foul trouble, he put up 17 in half number two. 13 for Braden Dickerson, 7 points for Easton Bob, 6 for David Terhark, and 3 for G. Mason. 10 for 15 from the free throw line for 67%, turning it over unofficially 10 times. For the Raiders, they had three players in double digits as well. Leading all scorers tonight was Sean Reynes, who the junior puts down 23 points for Rapids.
Heck of a night.
After that, Brody Gilbertson, the sophomore, with 15. So your junior and sophomore, your two leading scorers. That's always encouraging. And Traden Cleary ends his career with 14 points. After that, 6 points apiece for Keaton Brereton and Jordan Selikowski. So the five starters for Rapids are the only five that scored. They didn't get any scoring from the bench tonight. Missed 10 free throws, 12 for 22. and they turned it over 10 times. So Chi High with a nice rally, trailed it by 22, end up winning it by 5 points. I want to remind everybody that in just 2 short days, we're going to be taking a trek over to Oshkosh West, the home of the Wildcats, as they will be the host for the sectional semifinal for the girls basketball, as the Assumption Royals, ranked number 3 in state last time I saw, will take on number 6, and that's Academy, Lord's Academy of Oshkosh. So almost kind of like a home game for Lord's, and we'll see how that plays out for them. That'll be a Thursday. We'll broadcast time at approximately, once again, 6:45, 6:50. And that'll be right here on FM 105.5. So a great big thank you again to all of the sponsors for allowing us to bring you this contest here tonight. Great big thank you to Seth back at the studios for engineering our broadcast. Michael, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, buddy.
This is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody. You've been listening to Lincoln Red Raider Basketball here. FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mankey's Collision Repair, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Whisk Country 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some rain showers this evening, snow showers overnight, and windy. Gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Low 10 above, wind chill to 10 below. Sun's back but colder and breezy tomorrow, high mid-20s. Sunny, breezy, and much warmer Thursday, high mid-40s. Currently 51 degrees.
Country Legends 24-7, 105.5.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about. good man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Charlie Pride on why he lived in Dallas.
Some people say, why not Nashville? But Dallas was picked for a number of reasons. First of all, schools for the kids, commuting purposes. And because I came along at the height of the sit-ins and the bus boycotts and the civil rights movement and et cetera. And we didn't want to expose our kids to any more of that type of, because they were all born in the Rockies. So all those had bearings on our moving to Dallas.
Don't you bite the feelings of love, 'cause love is something nobody ever gets enough of. So reach out your hand, taking all the sunshine from above. Well now, love is believing, so don't fight the feelings, don't fight the feelings of love. A boy and a girl in a big spinning world, upside down in love from the start. Sunny days and laughing skies, true love in both their eyes, spending happy good times in the park. Learning all about living, taking and the giving, love is growing stronger every day. Well now, never be another, 'cause they're trusting each other. Good love seems to just work out that way. I said, now don't you, don't you, don't you fight the feelings of love, 'cause love is something nobody ever gets enough of. So reach out your hand, taking all the sunshine from above. Don't fight the feelings of love. Don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings of love.
Hi, this is Terry McBride on Country Legends 24/7.
Had a baby when we turned 18. I bagged groceries in the daytime. At night I learned to fix TVs. When you come by things the hard way, well, you learn how to hold on tight. So don't think you can waltz in here and take her without.
We're joined in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of our
someone else. Now I got some patching up to do. Oh, and I don't need your help. I know you're the leaving kind. Well, I sure hope you will. Before she goes and burns those bridges, took so
country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Middle somewhere between.
storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving. And I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed, where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. So just give it away. So I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. That front door swung wide open. She flung her diamond ring, said, give it away. Just give it away. And I said, now, honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away. Just give it away. Just give it away. Nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed, where all our love was made, she said, give it away. I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Hi, this is John Connolly.
Making money at 30 with a wife and a son. Then a short 5 years later, it all comes undone. She's gone back to mama with the boy by her side. Now I'm wine drunk and running with them on my mind. Backside of 30 and back on my own. An empty apartment don't feel like a home. On the backside of 30, the short side of time. Back on the bottom with no will to climb. It's dawn Monday morning, and I just called in sick. I skipped work last Friday to drink this month's rent. And when my friends ask me tell them I'm fine, but my eyes tell a story that my lies can't hide. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my own. An empty apartment don't feel like home. Short side of time, back on the bottom with no hill to climb.
Here's a cut from the B-side. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Today I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart admit. And then today, I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I've cried. Should have known the worst was yet to come, and that crying time for me had just begun. 'Cause today I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache me. And then today I started loving you again.
There's a Bible on the dresser and a sign hung on the door, and a woman in my arms who shouldn't be. I'm to the point of no returning, but I've been here before. This cheating life is nothing new to me. There's someone to be considered, so I call her on the phone. I see the job is taking longer than I planned. I don't have the heart to tell her that a stranger's turned me on, and I'm headed for the broken promised land. Tonight I'm crossing over, and I'll reach the cheating side, and I'll hate myself for coming here again. Where the streets are paved with misery and lives are built on lies, a place they call the broken promised land. Found a note left on the dresser and a key left in the door, and on the floor I found her golden wedding band. Guess she finally had to tell me she's not waiting anymore. She's headed for the broken promised land. Tonight she's crossing over, and she'll reach the cheating side, and I'll hate myself for giving her the chance. All the streets are paved with misery, and lives are built on lies, a place they call the broken promised land. It's more than I can stand.
Conway Twitty on his favorite song with Loretta Lynn.
A Louisiana woman, Mississippi man. And that's my favorite. Louisiana woman, Mississippi man. 105.5.
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your old lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Yeah. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
I've
should die before the world turns round.
Lord, don't leave me in this one horse town.
Lord, don't leave me in this one horse town.
Lord, don't leave me in this one horse town.
Lord, don't leave me in this one horse town.
Well, this one stop by drinking on and on. Everyone knows when the neighbors call. They roll up the streets when the sun goes down. I'm a midnight girl in the sunset town. I'm a midnight girl in the sunset town. There's one stop by drinking on and on. Everyone knows when the neighbors call. They roll up the streets when the sun goes down. I'm a midnight girl in the sunset.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
Me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. I can't say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. Step ahead.